My poor sisters, come here.
Lady Mary has become a mother to the younger ones at last. They go to her, doubtfully.
We must make this draw us closer together. I shall do my best to help you in every way. Just now I cannot think of myself at all.
But how unlike you, Mary.
It is my duty to protect my sisters.
I never knew her so sweet before, Agatha. What do you propose to do, Mary?
I propose, when we are on the yacht, to lend Fisher to you, when I don't need her for myself.
Fisher?
Of course. As the eldest, I have decided that it is my maid we shall take with us.
Marry you, toad.
Nothing on earth would induce Fisher to lift her hand for either me or Catherine.
I was afraid of it, Agatha. That is why I am so sorry for you.
The further exchange of pleasantries is interrupted by the arrival of Fisher.
Fisher, you heard what his lordship said?
Yes, milady.
You have given me some satisfaction of late, Fisher, and to mark my approval, I have decided that you shall be the maid who accompanies us.
I thank you, milady.
That is all. You may go.
If you please, milady, I wish to give notice.
Catherine and Agatha gleam, but Lady Mary is of sterner stuff and takes up a book.
Oh, certainly. You may go.
But why, Fisher?
I could not undertake, my lady, to wait upon three. We don't do it. Oh, my lady, to think that this affront.
I thought I told you to go, Fisher.
Fisher stands for a moment irresolute, then goes. As soon as she is gone, Lady Mary puts down her book and weeps. She is a pretty woman, but this is the only pretty thing we have seen her do yet.
Serves you right.
Crichton comes.
It will be Simmons, after all. Send Simmons to me.
My lady, might I venture to speak?
What is it?
I happen to know, your ladyship, that Simmons desires to give notice for the same reason as Fisher.
Oh.
Then, Catherine, we take Jean.
And Jean also, my lady.
Lady Mary is reading, indifferent though the heavens fall, but her sisters are not ashamed to show their despair to Crichton.
We can't blame them. Could any maid who respected herself be got to wait upon three?
I suppose there are such persons, Crichton.
I have heard, my lady, that there are such.
Crichton, what's to be done? We sail in 2 days. Could one be discovered in time?
Surely you can think of someone.
There is in this establishment, your ladyship, a young woman.
Yes.
A young woman on whom I have for some time cast an eye.
Do you mean as a possible lady's maid?
I had thought of her, my lady, in another connection.
Ah.
But I believe she is quite the young person you require. Perhaps if you could see her, my lady?
I shall certainly see her. Bring her to me.
Crichton goes.
You two needn't wait.
Needn't we? We see your little game, Mary.
We shall certainly remain and have our 2/3 of her.
They sit there doggedly until Crichton returns with Tweeny, who looks scared.
This, my lady, is the young person.
Oh, dear.
It is evident that all three consider her quite unsuitable.
Come here, girl. Don't be afraid.
Tweeny looks imploringly at her idol, Crichton.
Her appearance, my lady, is homely, and her manners, as you may have observed, deplorable. But she has a heart of gold.
What is your position downstairs?
I'm a tweeny, your ladyship.
A what?
A tweeny. That is to say, my lady, she is not at present, strictly speaking, anything. A between maid. She helps the vegetable maid. It is she, my lady, who conveys the dishes from the one end of the kitchen table, where they are placed by the cook, to the other end, where they enter into the charge of Thomas and John.
I see. And you and Crichton are keeping company?
Tweeny is aghast. Crichton draws himself up.
A butler don't keep company, my lady.
Does he not?
No, your ladyship. We butlers may...
Crichton makes a gesture with his arms.
But we do not keep company.
I know what it is. You are engaged?
Tweeny looks longingly at Crichton.
Certainly not, my lady. The utmost I can say at present is that I have cast a favorable eye.
Even this is much to Tweeny.
As you choose. But I am afraid, Crichton, she will not suit us.
My lady, beneath this simple exterior are concealed a very sweet nature and rare womanly gifts.
Unfortunately, that is not what we want.
And it is she, my lady, who dresses the hair of the ladies' maids for our evening meals?
The ladies are interested at last.
She dresses Fisher's hair?
Yes, m'lady. And I does them up when they goes to parties.
Does.
Does. And it's me what alters your gowns to fit them.
Alters?
Which alters?
Mary.
I shall certainly have her.
We shall certainly have her. Tweenie, we have decided to make a lady's maid of you.
Oh, locks!
We are doing this for you, so that your position socially may be more nearly akin to that of Crichton.
It will undoubtedly increase the young person's chances.
And if I get a good character for you from Mrs. Perkins, she will make the necessary arrangements.
My lady!
Mary resumes reading.
By the way, I hope you are a good sailor.
You don't mean, my lady, that I'm to go on the ship?
Certainly.
But you ain't going, sir.
No.
Then neither ain't I.
You must.
Leave him, not me.
Girl, don't be silly. Crichton will be considered in your wages.
I ain't going.
I fear this, my lady.
Nothing'll budge me.
Leave the room.
Crichton shows Tweenie out with marked politeness.
Crichton, I think you might have shown more displeasure with her.
I was touched, my lady. I see, my lady, that to part from her would be a wrench for me, though I could not well say so in her presence, not having yet decided how far I shall go with her.
Crichton is about to go when Lord Loam returns, fuming.
Ingrid, the smug Ingrid.
What is it now, father?
That man of mine, Ralston, refuses to accompany us because you are to have but one maid.
Hurrah!
Darling father, rather than you should lose Ralston, we will consent to take all the three of them.
Pooh, nonsense. Crichton, find me a valet who can do without three maids.
Yes, my lord. In the time, the more suitable the party, my lord, the less willing will he be to come without the usual perquisites.
Anyone will do.
My lord.
The ingrate.
Agatha has an idea and whispers to Mary.
I ask a favor of a servant? Never.
Then I will. Crichton, would it not be very distressing to you to let his lordship go, attended by a valet who might prove unworthy? It is only for 3 months. Don't you think that you yourself, you...
As Crichton sees what she wants, he pulls himself up with noble, offended dignity, and she is appalled.
I beg your pardon.
Crichton bows stiffly.
But think of the joy to Tweenie.
Crichton is moved, but he shakes his head.
Crichton, do you think it's safe to let the master you love go so far away without you while he has these dangerous views about equality?
Crichton is profoundly stirred. After a struggle, he goes to his master, who has been pacing the room.
My lord, I have found a man.
Already? Who is he?
Crichton presents himself with a gesture.
Yourself?
Father, how good of him.
Uncommon good. Thank you, Crichton. This helps me nicely out of a hole. And how it will annoy Ralston. Come with me, and we shall tell him. Not that I think you have lowered yourself in any way. Come along.
He goes, and Crichton is to follow him, but is stopped by Agatha, impulsively offering him her hand.
My lady, a valet's hand?
I had no idea you would feel it so deeply. Why did you do it?
Crichton is too respectful to reply.
Crichton, I am curious. I insist upon an answer.
My lady, I am the son of a butler and a lady's maid. Perhaps the happiest of all combinations. And to me, the most beautiful thing in the world is a haughty, aristocratic English house, with everyone kept in his place. Though I were equal to your ladyship, where would be the pleasure to me? It would be counterbalanced by the pain of feeling that Thomas and John were equal to me.
But father says, if we were to return to nature...
If we did, my lady, the first thing we should do would be to elect a head. Circumstances might alter cases. The same person might not be master. The same persons might not be servants. I can't say as to that. Nor should we have the deciding of it. Nature would decide for us.
You seem to have thought it all out carefully, Crichton.
Yes, my lady.
And you have done this for us, Crichton? Because you thought that father needed to be kept in his place?
I should prefer you to say, my lady, that I have done it for the house.
Thank you, Crichton. Mary, be nicer to him.
But Lady Mary has begun to read again.
If there was any way in which we could show our gratitude...
If I might venture, my lady, would you kindly show it by becoming more like Lady Mary? That disdain is what we like from our superiors. Even so do we, the upper servants, disdain the lower servants. Well, they take it out on the odds and ends.
Crichton goes, and the ladies bury themselves in cushion.
Oh, dear. What a tiring day.
I feel dead. Tuck in your feet, you selfish thing.
Lady Mary is lying reading on another couch.
I wonder what he meant by circumstances might alter cases.
Don't talk, Mary. I was nearly asleep.
I wonder what he meant by the same person might not be master and the same persons might not be servants.
Do be quiet, Mary, and leave it to nature. He said nature would decide.
I wonder.
But she does not wonder very much. She would wonder more if she knew what was coming. Her book slips unregarded to the floor. The ladies are at rest until it is time to dress.
Apollo wanted papering and passed it with weight to call the paper hangers in, and so he made some paste.